But he's the only reason. He said, God didn't bring us this far to give up. Well, that makes sense, you know, if you really believe in God and if you really believe that God really does what he intends to do. And he did. I asked Joe during one of those trying, discouraging times, he thought about moving back to Missouri. He said, no. God sent me here. Why should I go back there? Having put his hand to the plow, he not only never looked back, he never even thought about looking back. If God's out here, you can't turn your back on him there. Joe believed, as I do, that God has one thing in view for all of us at any particular time. And it's not plan A, and if you don't like that too much, I'll settle for plan B. It's only one thing. It's total unconditional obedience or outright rebellion. Now that might seem like radical thinking for some, but it's perfectly sensible with Almighty God. Can he not speak? Can he not lead? Doesn't he not have all the providence at his hands to order and direct his people? Joe and Jane's home was a holy inn for visiting preachers. And most all the principal preachers we had here spent some time with Joe and Jane. And they always left there greatly enriched by their visit. Joe recounting the mighty grace and power of the Lord and his love for the Lord Jesus. He never talked with anyone much over 2 or 3 minutes that he did not give a witness of the living God. Nobody. Nobody who ever met him could not leave his presence without knowing that he was born of God. God gave them no children in the flesh. Brother Denny has already mentioned. But Joe was truly a patriarch in the people of God. And Jean, a mother in Israel, as the Lord declared in Mark 10 and 28. Peter began to say to him, see, we have left all and followed you. So Jesus answered and said, assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive 100-fold more now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions in the age to come, eternal life. About a year ago, one of the camps, cars parked all over the woods out here, everywhere. People so thick you couldn't hardly walk through them. Take an hour and a half for them to get through the food line. Joe's wending his way through some folks out here on the grounds, and he looked at me and he said, who are all these people? Of course, I didn't know them any better than he did. But I knew where they come from. I said, they are the fruits, the children, and the grandchildren of folks you and I ministered to 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. It keeps on. He gone. The Bible says his works do follow his children. They'll keep on. I think he made a pretty good choice. Someone said Joe probably picked Sunday to die on. He probably picked Wednesday before Thanksgiving too to have his memorial service. I know his God did. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord, or can declare his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him alone who does great wonders, to him who by wisdom made the heavens, to him who laid out the earth above the waters, to him who made great lights, for his mercy endured forever. The sun to rule by day, the moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our lowly state, for his mercy endures forever, and rescued us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever, who gives food to all flesh. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. I'd like you to sing with us another song in the hymnal. Joe liked all these songs. Number 509. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for touching and calling out and separating such images of your blessed Son as our brother who's now no longer with us. And we thank you for him. You were good enough to leave him with us nearly 80 years. Much of those times that he spent serving you. We thank you that you are the Almighty God. You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're the living God, not a God of the dead, but of the living. We thank you for the assurance and the confidence that you have given us in your work and your people. We pray for every soul who's here today that the same God who touched Joe's heart will touch their hearts. That you'd warm our own hearts and cause our hearts to be cheered in this time of rejoicing and our dear brother's completion of his labor, and give comforts to his beloved wife and his brother and his relatives and all the friends around us, and help us to be worthy of the Lamb that was slain, to receive honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. In his name we pray. Amen.